Several hundred immigrant rights activists from across the Northwest rallied in Olympia yesterday. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Enrique Perez de la Rosa reports on how they want state lawmakers to protect immigrants.
We are the immigrants, the mighty, mighty immigrants.
Chief among activist demands is the passage of a proposed ban on civil immigration arrests in state courthouses. Federal agencies like ICE and the Border Patrol openly conduct arrests in courthouses, targeting residents like Saul and Wendy, an undocumented couple from Grant County. They were each arrested by ICE on separate occasions on their way to court. Saul says he was approached by two agents.
Y comenzaron a jalonearme, a forzarme rápidamente.
The agents grabbed Saul, cuffed him, and quickly stuffed him in a vehicle, he says, all in front of his lawyer. When his partner Wendy was arrested by ICE, she spent 3 months at the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, a privately run facility that activists want shut down. That could happen if a proposal to outlaw all private prisons is signed into law. Maru Mora is an organizer with La Resistencia.
Washington is not open for business for private prisons to make profit of people in cages. Are we against private prisons? Are we to end all detentions and deportations?
Yes!
Demonstrators also demanded a moratorium on facial recognition technology, which some say is biased against people of color, a bill that would create a task force on facial recognition and outline local and agency requirements for using the technology, is approaching a Friday deadline to move it to the Senate floor. I'm Enrique Perez de la Rosa in Olympia.